So what did you do when you had this malaria thing?
Well, that didn't matter because as any guy, it didn't cost me.
Oh.
That's such a small cost.
Why?
Because it's not, you know, it's local. It's not so expensive. I stayed there in the clinic, but...
And were you comfortable in that clinic? What was it like in the clinic? Were you sleeping in mosquito netting?
Oh yeah, we always have. We have a beautiful bed. It doesn't have to do with that. The mosquitoes come out late at a very particular time. It's just because of where we were. Being outside for the dogs and the guy. Who knows? Could have been anything like that. But this even knows the time the mosquitoes come out. He says, no, the mosquitoes on the bike, they won't come out until this time.
They come out
to be exposed, to be outside, to be a certain area. But I could confirm that I could fit that. I could confirm that more or less was possible. But certainly I was outside, in the element, at midnight, dealing with the bees. We have three dogs, so and they're outside the house. So, and we did have a lot of mosquitoes.
Well, you're living near a swamp. And you... I mean, that's an amazing...
It was a nice place, because we wanted to find a nice house. And little did we think, we didn't think about it, because there was no malaria in Kabbalah.
No malaria in Kabbalah? Except where you live.
Yeah. And one other guy up in the nearby hill got it, too. That Dr. Stockard. So...
And you got three types? You went through this yesterday. What do you mean? I was thinking about it.
Leave my thing alone.
No, you're interviewing me.
No. Tell me about this.
No. I told you. You know the story as well as me.
No, I don't.
You do.
I'm not going to tell this.
It's too complicated. Take it too long. But suffice it to say. Yeah, but we should have known. No, we shouldn't have. I guess there was no way.
How would you know this?
There was no way to know. There was no way. Because we pretty well were pretty sure that nothing was going to happen after all these years.
You've been living in and out of Africa for years.
Yeah.
And he could actually pinpoint by the virus, the look of the virus?
Yeah, he knows what and where. He can locate them.
Almost to the...
Geographically, the exact place where it's coming from. And he was right. I could instantly confirm. Oh,
And what time...
That's where it happened.
And what time did he say the mosquitoes came out?
These kind of mosquitoes, midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah, not before.
Because, I've been around a lot of mosquitoes. I love mosquitoes. They love me.
Yeah, but we're talking about malaria mosquitoes, which are totally different. You can recognize them. You can see the difference when you see them.
Really?
Oh, of course. They have these long back legs. You know, it's a particular strand of mosquito. It's not just any mosquito that carries malaria.
And they come out of...
They're kind of mutant mosquitoes. But they're all different, too. There's all so many types of mosquitoes.
That are malaria mosquitoes, or just that one?
Yeah, no. Like I say, this one's in Fort Portal. It's a different mosquito carrying a different strand of malaria. And they're all identifiable by the nature of the virus. The nature of the malaria. It's their signature. They have a distinct signature. Like everything does.
Yeah, right.
In the world, there's a distinct signature where it's coming from and a variation. As malaria is not just not one big catch-all thing. There's infinite gradations.
So, and you, what did they? How did they treat you?
You just get medication. Incremental over time. It's all the medication is all finished. And first, you have to take the big one, which makes you crazy.
Which makes you crazy.
Take the minor ones that you don't know. So the whole thing is apparently knocked out of your system in probably 2.5 weeks.
But you almost died from it.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I wouldn't know that. That's what he said.
There's lots of people. Malaria kills people every couple of seconds. You could have been one of those statistics. And do you still have it in your body? Is it dormant or is this new medicine?
It's all flushed out. That was the advantage. It flushed out the old malaria. Got it all out and then could knock it all off. And now my bloodstream is clear. because it all came out.
But you had no idea.
It's like a magnet. It goes in there and it causes like all the oxygen brings it all.
They all come together. They celebrate and then somebody comes
and then they parade down the bloodstream.
They parade down your bloodstream and they say, "Yeah, look here, we won." And then all of a sudden, and then the machine
gets them all out there. And then, but that process is the thing that really, it's overwhelming process. It completely knocks the class. So much the cure is harder than the malaria.
So now that you've had this malaria, does that make you resistant?
No, I could get it again. I mean, they could bite people now. Of course not. I mean, people get it all the time. I had a guy I was working with, a translator from Swahili. He had just come back from Nairobi. We were working in Amsterdam. He just sat down to start going over these tapes. We're going to do subtitling. And he started to pop a sweat. And he, I thought, oh, that's funny. As soon as he starts looking at the material, he just starts sweating. And I'm thinking, like, I'm sorry, is it something? And he's like, no, I can't believe it. He's like, oh, I can't believe it. Oh my God, I can't believe this. And I'm like, what is it? He says, I got malaria. It's like, because he knows. He's had it 20 times. He's lived it all his life. Came here in Tanzania. He lives out at the Maasai.
Where's
he
live?
He has a project out with the Maasai. Uh-huh. And yeah, he's gotten it all the time. And he's like, oh God. Oh my God. I got to go back home. I got to take care of this. I got to do this now. Sorry. I got to get it. Because the idea is to nip it in the bud. And of course, people that are experienced with that, they recognize it. And as soon as they get a symptom, they take the quinine. Knock it out. If you catch it early enough, and it was very low, you can get it. And that's how people live there. So when people get malaria, usually, and they recognize because they immediately know that they're there, even if it's not, they think it is. So they always have the opportunity to knock it out. It's over in 4 days. They knock it out on the first day. The problem for me is that I did it on the fifth day. That was too late.
Oh.
So that's why it took me 2.5 to 3 weeks. If it had been 7 days, it might have taken me a year to get out.
Well, you would have been dead in 7 days.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been on the very knife edge. You know, and it would have been something that would have taken it might have altered my body.
To do what? How?
It would have maybe had some things that I, some impacts that I wouldn't be able to, that I'd have to live with.
So now...
And maybe it would take a, I guess the flushing out would... I just think it would take a toll. I don't really know what that could have amounted to. Certainly every Zungu in Nepal that I know has had it.
Everybody.
And of course their attitude to me is, well, good, you're fine.
You're a member of the club.
You are real now. You've gone through the experience because this is a holy terror about malaria among the Zungus. They can't imagine to have it. So, and of course, it's both not as bad and worse than you think.
What do you mean?
Yes, of course. Because it's an experience you can actually go through and survive and be okay. It's not like it's fatal for your life. It's something you can do. And you can handle it. And you can overcome it. And that's what they... on the other hand, of course, it's actually a happy experience. It's a shock. It's a unique kind of thing, the way it happens, how it feels about you. It takes over.
Well, you said your whole body was full of it.
Yeah, but I didn't feel from that like I was near death.
No, you just kind of...
just cohesive chills. You were just a bodily confusion. It was the cure that was the rubber.
But the first time you got it, you didn't even know you had it. You thought you had a flu.
It was a flu. The flu, it was camouflaged inside of a normal cold and flu. Because if you have cold and flu, it's not malaria. But it turns out, I did have malaria, by chance, as well. And that's why. And I got over it, like the flu. It didn't build up more, like malaria. It didn't. It went away. It went dormant, because it was a minor sign of malaria. But I got over it like a cold and flu. I didn't treat it at all. I didn't treat malaria at that time.
So you,
and I lived with it, and it never came out. But it could have come out at any time. Could have struck, just like it struck the guy. But he had just come from Nairobi, so it was actually more normal. Took a few days, because it always takes a few days.
A few days, and you're...
Yeah, from the time you had contact, for it to manifest.
So now you have a little one-year-old. How would you protect your one-year-old?
You can only put her in the net. You just have to know what to do. She had one night fever. It was panic. It was terrible. That's all it was.
Yeah, but she was in Nairobi with you. Uganda. And she had a night.
Small fever, low-grade fever on one particular night.
And what did you think?
You can't judge it yet. You have to see what happens. You're concerned, but it was gone by morning, and it never came back.
So you sleep in a... is the net really that important?
Yeah, of course it is. Especially where we were, now it was essential. Yeah. That's really the answer. It's that simple. They have programs to give nets out to people. They go around in villages because they don't have nets always. Not everybody has a net. And even local people, they need the nets. They need to have those nets. Especially because that's when they're coming out, midnight. Most people are sound asleep. If they just had the nets, that would save lives.
Only at midnight, and or is that consistent with malaria?
More or less.
Because most mosquitoes come out during sunrise and sunset.
Of course, mosquitoes, but it's not even about... it's a whole set of behavioral characteristics, apparently. But it might be different by area. But and it might be specific to malaria. This is not something I know. Although Dr. Stocky would be able to, I'm sure, explain. I imagine there's some variation, but I don't know. I'm only dealing with what I have.
And
with what I had, he said these ones come out. This is like, he had it all sorted.
He knew
out.
Exactly. He said this comes out from this area.
This is going to be from midnight. He was even surprised that it could be in this area, but from the virus that it was, he said that in this case, this is a mosquito that would probably be appearing only about midnight. And you have to understand that all year round, the Yukon is more normalized. It's more regular sundown, and this is right by the equator. So even though there's a winter and a summer, everything's a lot more normalized. So there is a sort of pattern beyond just the light. Sunrise and sunset.
That's what I thought. It was. I've lived in
this a whole world. There's a great documentary now made by a Senegalese, by Moussa Touré.
Who?
Called Moussa Touré. He's one of the great filmmaker. Documentaries, really. He's mostly made documentaries. He showed in Rotterdam. It's called. Our cousins, the technicians.
Our cousins, the technicians?
And those are the mosquitoes.
Those
that they have to learn to live with. Because the mosquitoes, of course, keep us in this realm, this technical realm of how to deal with them and keep us on our toes. But his argument is we have to be close to them because they're such a part of our lives. They are like our nasty family members that we live with. But we have to accept them. We have to learn to live with them. But they do throw us into this land of technical thinking about how to deal with them. So, and he also calls them the technicians because they can survive anything. Because anything you do, eventually they can figure it out and get around it. So they're also working. They are working technically for their own survival.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. So our cousins, the technicians, he means they are our relatives. But there's this game of technique. The technical between us and them, and of course they will always
win.
They will always prevail.
It's funny. I have this thing about what I say. I love mosquitoes, and people look at me. What do you mean? I said they love me. And it's really that love.
Yeah, that's kind of.
So you have to really, listen. Any kind of love you can get in the world, mm-hmm. So it's got to be. there's not enough love in the world, and mosquito love.
So you take it from mosquitoes.
Yeah, so
Maybe you and Issa should make a song about that.
A song about that?
Mosquito love.
Mosquito love. We have a great, we have some great bizarre songs, wonderful songs.
But not about mosquito.
No.
Skeeter. Skeeters.
Skeeters. Skeeters.
Skeeter love.
Skeeter love.
Skeeter love.